Supplying fresh produce to low-income Kentuckians has always been a challenge. Given its short shelf life, food banks have a hard time keeping vegetables in stock, but a new state credit could improve the supply. Tim Woods, an agricultural economist at the University of Kentucky, calls it a valuable incentive.
The tax credit is really something that just gets deducted off of their tax bill, not just their taxable income. So if they have a tax credit of $300, $400, $500, that actually comes directly off of what their state tax bill would be.
When farmers donate produce, the new tax credit allows them to deduct 10% of its value from their tax bills. The incentive, which was approved this year by the Kentucky General Assembly, goes into effect next year. Still, Wood says growers don't expect to get rich off the credit.
They're not going to get the value of what they would have selling it to even a wholesale market. I mean, the tax credit is going to essentially lower their tax bill. Nobody's going to go out and plant fence row to fence row just so they can lower their tax bill.
Tamara Sandberg has high hopes for the new tax credit. She directs the Kentucky Association of Food Banks. While it will certainly help to get more produce into food banks, Sandberg says they also need more state funding so they can buy more produce outright.
38 other states actually provide general fund support for food banks for programs such as ours. And we're hoping that in the 2014 session of the General Assembly that money can be allocated for our Farms to Food Banks program.
Sandberg says the availability of fresh vegetables varies widely among the state's seven major food banks. The Berea-based director says God's Pantry, which serves much of central and eastern Kentucky, has a reliable supply of produce.
They distributed about 8 million pounds of produce last year, but then we have other members that really haven't been able to distribute a whole lot of produce yet. We do know that less than 1% of the produce that was distributed by our members came from Kentucky farmers.
Also working to improve the availability of fresh produce is an organization based in Lexington known as Faith Feeds. The Central Kentucky Cooperative is an association of people and faith communities who seek to alleviate hunger through gleaning. In gleaning, they collect crops which are either unsuitable for grocery stores or could not be sold. Erica Horn is president of Faith Feeds.
We look for and then pick up excess fresh produce from farmers markets or grocery stores or farmers or farms or orchards, and then take that excess that would otherwise go to waste and deliver it to people who are hungry.
Horn says volunteers collect the produce and deliver it to well over 25 locations in and around Lexington. She says they might also deliver fruits and veggies to inner city residents.
We have a neighborhood ambassador. We take it to her front yard, and then her neighbors come and choose from that 150 pounds of peppers, tomatoes, eggplants, corn, cantaloupe.
Time and travel work against people providing fresh produce. If it sits around too long or is moved long distances, it can spoil. However, Horn says it's not a problem for Faith Feeds, which often provides same-day delivery.
We move the food within an hour. I mean, we pick it up and we take it to a place that we know can use it. And we've never had anyone say, I'm not going to be able to use that today. Or we've never had anybody say, oh my gosh, that's too much.
In the rare case when too much produce is gathered, Horn says recipients on their own often pass along the food to other needy agencies and individuals. On the University of Kentucky's South Farm in Lexington, volunteers with Faith Feeds are often seen gleaning fresh food. On this day, Executive Director Jennifer Arena loads several bags of spinach into her SUV. It's a task she can repeat several hundred times a year.
We just need more and more volunteers. I put about 380 gleaning trips on the calendar, from April to, I think, just the end of December. Between grocery stores, the farmers markets, and those are more of our routine things.
Home gardens are another potential source of produce. The gardeners may also qualify for the state tax credit. Over time, Faith Feeds Director Jennifer Arena hopes her gleaning operation grows so it also encompasses such smaller operations.
We're wanting to tap into the backyard gardener, who always at some point in time has excess, and we don't want it to go to waste, and then also to plan to grow intentionally for donation.
Since 2010, just over 10 tons of produce have been collected through Faith Feeds. Still, Faith Feeds president Erica Horn says generally a lot of food is wasted. Some estimates show as much as 40% of food is wasted, enough to feed all of the world's hungry residents. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.